Well, let's take a minute now for some of your thoughts. Our interview yesterday with Diana Reimer, National Coordinator for the Tea Party Patriots, sent many of you to your keyboards after I asked her how to square the fact that while the Libertarian Tea Partiers she works with want to end Social Security and Medicare, she enjoys both programs.
Yes, I am. And did I have a choice? No. Are they going broke? Yes. And the way I look at it, yes, young people should have a choice. Things have to be changed.
But what if you were asked to give up your benefits?
I'm sorry. I'm 68 years old. I've been working since I was 14. My husband put 20 years in the service. He's been working since he was 14. We paid into this program. If the government used that money and they shouldn't have used it, then shame on them. And that's why it's going broke.
Well, where to start? Jenny Morris wrote that spending the money forward is exactly what the government is supposed to do. She writes, Social Security is not a savings plan. Diana's contributions and her husband's went to assist earlier generations, maybe her parents, when they retired. And today, her benefits are coming from excess accruals and the payments being made by the very young workers. She suggests invest that money instead. Many of you pointed out that if Americans had been allowed to choose to privately invest their Social Security and Medicare paycheck deductions, as Diana suggests, they would have lost a lot of that money in the recent financial crisis. Many also pointed out that the programs do need some adjustment, maybe raising the age of retirement, but that's because there are just too many baby boomers hitting retirement age at the same time. And David Kanzler of Oak Brook, Illinois, added this point. Medicare is going broke because the benefits promised under the program exceed the funding. Need I remind her and your listeners that benefits like the Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit, instituted during the Bush administration, were not funded by increased Medicare taxes or reduced benefits in other areas. Diana and her husband never paid for it, either by taxes during their prime working years or by reduced benefits. No one did. And one last note, Tea Partier Diana Reimer also said that President Obama was going on a vacation in India, that it would cost taxpayers $2 billion. Not true. It's not a vacation. It's an official state visit, the kind all presidents make. As to the cost, White House spokesperson Matt Lerick said that for security reasons, they are unable to outline details, except to say the $2 billion number is wildly inflated. Finally, our conversation with Lancaster, Pennsylvania emergency room Dr. Michael Rehard about the dangers of the highly alcoholic, highly caffeinated drink Four Loko elicited this call we had to share.
It's so gross. Have you ever drinking it? It's cough syrup meets baby medicine, and I think that this man who's trying to ban it is a genius, and that's all I have to say.
Okay. We'd love to hear from you about anything. Go to hereandnow.org, click on Contact Us to send an email or leave a comment right there. Back after the latest news, Here and Now.